So let's review. The Gemara continues its discussion from the previous daf regarding whether one can rescind the gezeirah from heaven once it has been issued. Our Gemara begins, this question whether a gezeirah issued against an individual person can be rescinded through intense prayer and tshuva is a machlekes tanoim, as we have learned in the Braisa. Hayremeir oimer shnayim sha'olu lemita v'cholian shava v'chin shnayim sha'olu gardam lidin medina shava. Two people who are being judged in a life and death situation. Ze yared v'ze lo yared, ze nitzel v'ze lo nitzel. Why was one of them saved and the other one not? Remeir explains because ze hispal tefillah shlema, v'ze lo hispal tefillah shlema. The one who was saved obviously davened with intense kavana and was therefore granted salvation. Blaza explains that kan koydim gzar din, kan la'ach gzar din. The one who was saved was before the gzar din was sealed, while the one who was not saved was after the gzar din was already sealed. On the other hand, Rabbi Yitzchok teaches that yafet tzaka la'adam ben koydim gzar din ben la'ach gzar din. Intense tefillah helps to nullify evil decrees even after they have been rendered. And so while Rabbi Eliezer seems to hold that after a gzar din is rendered, it cannot be revoked, Rabbi Yitzchok disagrees and holds that tefillah is always potent and effective to nullify evil decrees, regardless of if it has already been sealed or not. The Gemara questions further the concept of nullifying evil decrees after they have already been issued. V'gzar din d'tziba mimikre, v'akasav echad oimer, kevsi miral libach, v'ksiv, kim t'chabsi b'nester, v'tabri loch baris neftim avaynech lefanai. Two seemingly contradictory psukim, which the Gemara suggests that one must be referring to Lefnei Gzar Din and one Laach Gzar Din, which seems to show that Laach Gzar Din, the decree cannot be nullified. The Gemara clarifies that the pasuk which implies that the stain of one's sin will linger forever refers to a Gzar Din Shiyash Yimei Shvua, as we find by the sons of Eli HaKohen about whom Hashem uttered the words, L'chein nishbati l'veis Eli imiskaper oven beis Eli b'zevach v'mencha, which was a decree which was proclaimed together with a shvuah, and such a decree cannot be repealed. Rava was medayik in the words of the pasuk to teach further, "Bezelach of a mincha in a meskaper, of meskaper b'tayra." Hashem gave even the offspring of Eli HaKohen a chance for reparation through the study of Torah, whereas Abaye says that "Bezelach of a mincha in a meskaper, of meskaper b'tayra ugemilas chasadim." Hashem gave the offspring of Eli HaKohen an opportunity for repentance through Torah and Gemilas Chasadim. The Gemara relates that both Abaye and Rava both came from the house of Eli and were subject to the negative effects of the curse on the house of Eli HaKohen. However, Rava, who excelled in the study of Torah, lived for 40 years, whereas Abaye excelled both in the study of Torah as well as Gemilas Chasadim, lived for 60 years. The Gemara then returns to our Mishnah, which taught that Beresh Hashanah kol boi ha'olam oivim lefanav kivnei marayin. The Gemara cites several explanations for the phrase kivnei marayin. Kivnei amarna, like sheep passing through a narrow opening one after another, as they are counted for Ma'aseh Behema. Rish Lakish amar kema'ailas beis maron, a narrow passage going up to beis maron. Amar Yehuda amar Shmuel kechayalas shebeis David, in the same way that soldiers in the time of David HaMelech were counted, as they were led out one after the other. Amar Rabbi Baruch Hanan Rabbi Yechanan v'kulan niskar b'skira achas, while everyone is led one by one before Hashem, Hashem still sees all of mankind in one snapshot, as it were. Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchak explains this based on the pasuk Hayetzer Yachal Libam Hamevino Kol Maaseim, which means to say Hayetzer Roya Yachal Libam Hamevino Kol Maaseim. Hashem, the Creator, sees all the inhabitants of the world in one picture, and yet He also knows each individual's thoughts and actions. Our next Mishnah begins an extended sugya on the topic of Kiddush HaChodesh. During the times of the Sanhedrin, Rosh Chodesh was determined each month based on the testimony of two witnesses who claimed to have observed the Moilat HaLavana, the new moon. After questioning them, the Sanhedrin would then officially proclaim that day to be Rosh Chodesh, the beginning of the new month. Months in which Yom Tov occurred, it was important for Bezdin to send out messengers to inform all of Klal Yisrael exactly what day the new month began so they could observe the Yom Tov correctly. Zok the Mishnah, there are six specific months where the messengers of Bezdin would be disseminated in order to inform the general public of when Rosh Chodesh began. The Gemara lists Anisan Mimnei HaPesach, Alav Mimnei HaTainis Minik Tisha B'Av, Al El Mimnei Rosh Hashanah, Al Tisha Mimnei Takanas HaMoedis, Yom Kippur and Sukkos, al kislev bnei Chanukah va'alad bnei Purim. Kshal yeh beis hamikdash kaim, yeitzin af al ir bnei Pesach katan. When the Beis HaMikdash was standing, the messengers would also be sent out in the month of Iyar so that people would know when Pesach Sheni falls out as well. Messengers would not be sent out in Tammuz and Tevis, although there were fast days in each of these months, as the Gemara explains. In those days, these fasts were optional, as opposed to the fast of Tisha B'Av, which was always obligatory, because Huchvu Lo Baitzaris, many tragedies befell Klai on Tisha B'Av, B'Tes B'Av Charav HaBayis, B'Rishayin Uvishniya, B'Nilka De Beitar, Nechash Ha'ir. The Pasuk in Yirmiyah states, Koyama Hashem Tzavakis, Tzem Haravi, B'Tzem HaChamishi, B'Tzem HaShvi, B'Tzem HaSiri, Yila Beis Yehuda L'Sasna L'Simcha. Rabbi Kiva explains the Pasuk as follows. Tzem Haravi, the fast on the 4th, is referring to the month of Tammuz, the 4th month after Nisan, when the walls around Yerushalayim were breached in the times of both Batei Mikdashes, on the 9th of Tammuz for the first Beis HaMikdash, and the 17th of Tammuz for the second Beis HaMikdash. Tzem HaChamishi, the fast on the 5th, refers to Tisha B'Av, the 5th month after Nisan, in which both Batei Mikdashes were burned. Tzem HaShvi, the fast on the 7th, refers to Tzem Gedalia, on the 3rd of Tishrei, the 7th month after Nisan, in which Gedalia ben Achikam was killed. The Gemara points out that this fast day was included in all the other fast days, which are observed for the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, to show us that Sheshkula Misasin Shal Tzadikim Kisreifas Beis HaLikenu. Tzem HaAsir, the fast on the 10th, refers to Asar B'Tevis, which is the 10th month after Nisan, in which the king of Bavel placed a siege on Yerushalayim prior to the Churban. However, Reb Shimon disagrees with Rabbi Kiva about this last item, the Tzem HaAsir, since the siege should really be mentioned at the beginning of the Pasuk, since it happened first. Therefore, Reb Shimon says that Tzem HaAsir is referring to Shebay Bas Shmua L'Gayla Shuk Seir, when the rest of Klal Yisrael heard of the terrible news of the destruction. Shani Aimer al Rishon Rishon Malachan Achren. Vahu Aimer al Rishon Achren Malachan Rishon. El Shahumain Laseda Chadashim, Vanimain Laseda Peronius. The Gemara then moves on and teaches Itma Rav Reb Chanina Amri Batla Megillas Tainus. Megillas Tainus, which was a Megillah, a scroll written during the Beis Shaini, listing dates of Mani and Taivim, events of salvation that happened to Klal Yisrael, when fasting was prohibited. Rav Reb Chanina held that after the Churban of the Beis Shaini, the Megillas Tainus was abolished, and the dates mentioned in them are no longer celebrated as holidays, therefore one may fast on those days. Whereas Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Shimon Levi, Amri Le Batla Megillas Tainus, since the Chacham designated only certain dates to commemorate the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, those dates mentioned in the Megillah Tainus can still serve as days of celebration, and therefore fasting on those days is still forbidden.